الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Welcome dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel to another fantastic and new episode from South Africa, Durban and the program is The Early Echo Alhamdulillah ثم Alhamdulillah We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla in the early parts of the morning for granting us this great blessing of life Subhanallah We thank Him Azza wa Jalla for showering and bestowing upon us the blessings through the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in various forms, dear viewers. Therefore, we praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, our provider and cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. To those who have just joined us, we say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to you as well. Alhamdulillah, for those who are watching us off the satellite or the social media, marhaba, marhaba, welcome to you as well. In today's episode and program, inshallah, we will be discussing the dignity and honor of Makkatul Mukarrama. So let's get started with the blessings of Durood-e Pak as we dedicate a segment for the recitation of Durood-e Pak every single day. So listen to this beautiful narration which have been mentioned in Al-Qawlul Badi' is the name of the book. And the narrator is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Abul Muzaffar Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam Samarqandi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And he says, Allahu Akbar, one day when I was going somewhere, I lost my way and my path. I could not make my way out. Nonetheless, suddenly a person had approached me and he told me that if you follow me, I will guide you and show you the way out. I then assumed that this perhaps could be Hazrat Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. I then asked him his name and he confirmed that his name is Khidr. Subhanallah. And there was another personality that was with him. Subhanallah. And when I asked about that person, he said that Subhanallah, this personality that you see is Hadrat Sayyidina Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. And then as we continued the journey together, I then asked him, have you ever seen the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Khidr alayhi salam replied by saying, yes, we have seen him. And then Abul Muzaffar Khayyam Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, could you please narrate to me any hadith, any narration which you have heard directly from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that I could always teach others as well. I could pass this message to others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, well, I have heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that the heart of the one reciting salat upon me is cleansed from hypocrisy just as clothes is cleaned with water. And furthermore, the one who recites the durood upon me, the one who says, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, 70 portals of mercy is opened upon that person. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, 70 doors of rahmah, 70 portals of mercy shall be opened upon the one who recites Sallallahu ala Muhammad. So if one has to recite 100 Durood-e Pak in a day, subhanallah, how many doors of mercy shall be opened upon that person? Let's make this our recitation. Let's make this our invocation, our wazifa. When we get up in the morning and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not forget to recite durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poet says so beautifully that gosh, this may become my wazifa. In other words, this may become my system, my routine that I may recite durood. He says,
Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye, Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye, Huzoor aisa karam काश हो जाए, मेरा वज़ीफ़ा दुरूद ओ सलाम हो जाए, मेरा वज़ीफ़ा दुरूद ओ सलाम हो जाए, दुरूदो सलाम हो जाए।
सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। फॉर नाउ वी शैल बी लिसनिंग टू ए नाते पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। तू शम रिसालत है आलम तेरा परवाना। This kalam is composed by none other than Huzoor Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Sit back, relax, and take yourself spiritually to Madinatul Munawwara. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
न कोई आप जैसा था, न कोई आप जैसा है, कोई यूसुफ से पूछे मुस्तफा का हौसन कैसा है, है जलवाए जाना, ए जलवाए जाना, तू शम्मे रिसालत है आलम तेरा परवाना,
परवाना
तू माहे नुबुवत है, ए जलवाए जानाना, कौसर के चेहरे से निकाब उठे, जो साकी कौसर के चेहरे से निकाब उठे, हर दिल बन मैं खाना, हर आँख हो पैमाना, हर दिल बन मैं खाना, हर आँख हो पैमाना, पहुंचा मर کے اسے پایا، گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نا، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ
پروانہ،
تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، ہاں پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا،
آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ
پروانہ،
تو ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، ہاں بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ،
آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ
پروانہ،
تو جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، کرتے کچھ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا
پروانہ
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. دس از ریالٹی اینڈ حقیقت کی کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا, پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا, پانی ہے تیرا پانی, دانا ہے تیرا دانا. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل, ایوری تھنگ از تھرو دا صدقہ اینڈ تھرو دی بلیسنگز آف دی موسٹ ایگزالٹڈ کریشن آف اللہ, اینڈ دس از نن ادر دین آور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دا آنر اینڈ دا ڈگنیٹی آف دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم can be understood in various ways, and inshallah we are going to link this connection and nisbah with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Makkatul Mukarrama as we go along in the program, to make you understand inshallah the maqam of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is beyond our imagination though. But inshallah as we start and we explain the dignity and honor of Makkatul Mukarrama, remember subhanallah, in Surah Ali Imran verse number 96, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated,
إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
الله أكبر. Indeed, the first house which has been established as a place of worship for the people is the one which is in Makkatul Mukarrama. لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ, it is in Makkatul Mukarrama, which is the Holy Kaaba, of course, subhanallah. And then وَهُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, blessed and a guide to the entire world. In Surah Al Imran, verse number 96, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, subhanallah, that it is the first house which was established for the place of worship. And where is this? Allah Azza wa Jal says, it is in Makkatul Mukarrama. It is a source of guidance for the entire humanity, for the entire universe, for the entire mankind. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers, it has been stated in the tafsir and commentary of the Holy Quran Pak with regards to this verse in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, that the first house which was built on the face of this earth is of course Kaabatullah Sharif, which is in Makkatul Mukarrama. And it is stated in the hadith, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 2, that the blessed Kaaba was built 40 years before Baytul Muqaddas. Ji haan, 40 years before Baytul Muqaddas. And in another hadith, it has been mentioned that the Kaaba of the angels, which is known as Baytul Ma'mur, is situated directly above the Kaaba, which is in Makkatul Mukarrama, on the heavens. Allahu Akbar. And that Kaaba is actually the Kaaba of the angels, and they make tawaf of that Kaaba, which is situated directly above the Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarrama. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are many specialities, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Kaaba Sharif, the word, subhanallah, that many people have said this, and this is my own account as well, that when you go there and when you see the Kaaba, what you expect, you know, you have expectations when you travel to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, ki wahan pahunchenge to hum ye dua karenge, mangenge, ye karenge, wo karenge, lekin wahan pahunchne ke baad when you see the beauty of Kaabatullah Sharif, you actually forget what you want to ask for. Allahu Akbar. It is so amazing. So, kuch specialities sunte hain, some khususiyat about the Kaabatullah Sharif. It is the first place of worship, and Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam faced towards it to offer salah. Allahu Akbar. Number two, it was built as a place of worship for the entire, for all the people, as the ayat that we have recited now, وَهُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and it is also a source of hidayah and guidance for the people, whereas Baytul Muqaddas remained as the Qibla for specific people within a specific lifetime. But the Kaabatullah Sharif has now become a source of guidance and a place of worship for the entire humanity. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, from amongst the specialities of the Kaabatullah Sharif, it is situated in Makkatul Mukarrama, where the reward of one virtuous deed is equal to 100,000 virtuous deeds. Can you imagine if a person performed one neki in Makkatul Mukarrama, he will be rewarded 100,000 thawab and reward. Allahu Akbar. 100,000 virtues will be written in his account for performing one good deed. Hi. Furthermore, performing its Hajj has been made fard. If you have the means to go for Hajj, you should do this. You should go and perform your fard. Furthermore, Hajj has always been performed only at the Blessed Kaaba. Baytul Muqaddas, although remained the Qibla, but Hajj was never performed at the Baytul Muqaddas. Hajj was only made fard in Makkatul Mukarrama. You cannot do Hajj in your city, in your country, unless you reside there or you travel to Makkatul Mukarrama. Subhanallah. Number six, it has been declared as the place of peace. Allahu Akbar. If you desire sukoon and tranquility and contentment of the heart, one has to present himself in Masjid al-Haram, in the Haram Sharif, subhanallah. He has to be in Makkatul Mukarrama because it has been declared as the place of peace. So fighting and arguing and causing wars has been declared haram in the Haram Sharif, subhanallah. Number seven, many signs have been placed in it. Maqam Ibrahim is also one of them, that are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Safa and Marwa is there, Maqam Ibrahim is there, Abe Zamzam, the Zamzam water is also present there, subhanallah. Hajar Aswad is also present there, Allahu Akbar. So those fortunate and individual people that present themselves in Makkatul Mukarrama and they go there, subhanallah, are so fortunate, dear viewers. If you want, you can perhaps let me know what was your experience when you had for the first time in your life performed your Hajj or your Umrah. What was the kaifiyat and your condition when you was right there by the Holy Kaaba? I would love to know. And maybe inshallah we would even air this on Madani channel to learn about your experience, inshallah azzawajal. So nonetheless, dear viewers, understand this through the blessed verse of the Holy Qur'an Pak. What is the maqam of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with relation to Makkatul Mukarrama? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Qur'an Pak has mentioned, La uqsimu bihada al-balad وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. I swear by the city Makkah that because, O beloved, you are present in this city. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ponder and reflect for a moment, dear viewers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on Makkatul Mukarrama. In other words, Makkah is that city which Allah Azza wa Jal takes an oath upon, simply because, O my Habib, O my beloved, you reside in this city. In fact, the second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, he has mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. He speaks to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, you are so dignified in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal has sworn an oath only on the name of your blessed life because you love and you reside in Makkatul Mukarrama. Allah azza wa jal has taken an oath on the city or on the soil which is beneath your feet simply because you reside in the city. May my parents be sacrificed upon your life, Ya Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. So in other words, Makkah al-Mukarramah is great, and Allah Azza wa Jal has taken an oath, has sworn an oath on the soil of Makkah, because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resides in Makkah. So dear viewers in the Sabadini channel, many many other virtues and blessings have been mentioned about it. Listen to this beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the Dajjal will not be able to enter Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. He will travel the entire world, but he would be blocked and there will be no entry for him in Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another fragrant hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Makkah is that the one who had the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah and passed away in the very same state in the Haramain, meaning whether you passed away in Makkatul Mukarramah or Madinatul Munawwara, then Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect him on the Day of Judgment in such a way that there will not be any accountability for him and no punishment for that person. The person who went to perform Hajj or Umrah and he passes away, Allah Azza wa Jal shall pardon all his sins. He will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment in such a way that there will be neither accountability nor punishment. And another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بُعِثَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the Day of Judgment, he will be resurrected amongst the people of peace, with peace and ease. Allahu Akbar. There will be no suffering for him. In such a way he will be resurrected that he will be free from sorrow and grief. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him tranquility and happiness. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is the maqam and the status of Makkatul Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It is actually the bulawa and the call of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is through his blessings one is able and one is blessed with this lifetime opportunity, should I say, that we go there. The asal maqsad, of course, is also to visit Madinatul Munawwara. Ushaq and lovers do not resist, and there's nothing that could make you resist from visiting Madinatul Munawwara. In fact, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali regards this as a wasila. The asal maqsad is, of course, to go to Madinatul Munawwara and make ziyara of the Mubarak Qabr of Rasulullah. There is no comparison here, right? Whether the azmat of Makkatul Mukarramah is more, or whether the dignity and the sanctity of Madinatul Munawwara is more. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says regarding Hajj, he says,
Unke tufail Hajj bhi khuda ne kara diye. Unke tufail Hajj bhi khuda ne kara diye. Asle murad حاضری اس پاک در کی ہے. اصل مراد حاضری اس پاک در کی ہے, اس پاک در کی ہے. پیغام سبا لائی ہے گلزار نبی سے, آیا ہے بلاوا مجھ دربار نبی سے, دربار نبی سے.
اللہ اکبر. And when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, وہاں جب ہم سرکار کی بارگاہ میں حاضر ہوتے ہیں اور بھیک مانگتے ہیں, سرکار کے روزے انور کے سامنے ہم دعائیں مانگتے ہیں, سیدی اعلی حضرت سیز
لب باہیں آنکھیں بند ہیں پھیلی ہے جھولیاں, لب باہیں آنکھیں بند ہیں پھیلی ہے جھولیاں, کتنے مزے کی بھیک تیرے پاک در کی ہے, کتنے مزے کی بھیک تیرے پاک در کی ہے, پاک در کی ہے. پیغام سبا لائی ہے گلزار نبی سے, آیا ہے بلاوا مجھ دربار نبی سے, دربار نبی سے. پیغام سبا لائی ہے گلزار نبی سے, آیا ہے بلاوا مجھ دربار نبی سے, دربار نبی سے.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If you go to the ahadith with relation to Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih al-Muslim has mentioned that Madina purifies you just as rust is removed from the iron. Likewise, the rust of the heart and the soul and the body is removed when one presents himself in Madinatul Munawwara. It will cleanse him. In another hadith, it has been mentioned, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. The one who has visited my grave, Allahu Akbar, my intercession shall become wajib upon him. I will perform his intercession on the Day of Judgment. There are many, many ahadith which speaks about the beauty of Madinatul Munawwara. It is simply because now the beloved Rasul is residing in Madinatul Munawwara. When he was in Makkatul Mukarrama, Allah Azza wa Jal takes oath by the land of Makkah, because you, O my beloved Habib, reside here. And now that Rasulullah is in Madinatul Munawwara, you will hear about the ahadith and the virtues of performing good deeds in that city and passing away and being buried in Jannatul Baqi. Allahu Akbar. It is beyond description and imagination. However, inshallah, as we go along, we will be discussing another very beautiful and amazing narration which will enlighten your hearts, inshallah, is with relation to this narration that it has been stated in the Blessed Torah on the Day of Judgment. And who is narrating this? Hazrat Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. A great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala, states that it has been mentioned in the Blessed Torah, on the Day of Judgment, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will send 700,000 muqarrab, dignified and special angels, to bring the Holy Kaaba to Maidan-e-Mahshar. How many angels? 700,000 angels will come to carry and take the Holy Kaaba to the Maidan-e-Mahshar. And they will have golden chains in their hands, and they will tie these chains around the Kaaba. And then they will request the Kaaba to go along with them. 700,000 angels, Allahu Akbar. And after tying it up with the chains, and when they will start dragging it, one of the angels will say, O Kaabatullah, please proceed with us. The Kaabatullah Sharif will not proceed, and it will say, I will not proceed until my request is fulfilled. One angel from the heavens will proclaim, ask for your desire. Then the Holy Kaaba will humbly say in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, accept my intercession in the favor of those believers who are buried next to me. Those who are buried next to me, accept my intercession in their favor. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the intercession of the Holy Kaaba. In other words, it will intercede for those Muslims buried next to the Holy Kaaba. And the intercession of the Kaaba will be accepted. Allah Azza wa Jal will accept it. And now the angel will say, now proceed, Allahu Akbar. And then once again, for the second time, the Holy Kaaba will say, I will not proceed. Again, the angel from the heaven will proclaim, ask and your desire will be fulfilled. The Kaaba will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, then those buried in Makkatul Mukarrama, accept my intercession in their favor as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And allow those who are buried in Makkatul Mukarrama to join me and be part of me right now. And then this intercession will also be accepted. And this, those people that are buried in Makkatul Mukarrama will resurrect, and they will go by the Holy Kaaba, and their faces will be white. They would be reciting the talbiyah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Allahu Akbar. As they will recite the talbiyah, they will then gather around the Holy Kaaba, and then they will be in the state of ihram as well. Then the angels will say, now proceed. So it will say, I will not proceed until my request is fulfilled. For the third time, one angel will say again from the heavens, ask and your desires will be fulfilled. So the Holy Kaaba will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, your sinful servants who collectively came to me from far and wide places, from throughout the globe, they left their friends and family and homes to perform the rites of Hajj as per your commandment out of passion And out of the love of beholding me and seeing me, they came from various places throughout the world. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, grant them peace and peace from anxiety of the day of judgment, and also gather them around me as well. Those people who are not buried in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they could be in America, for example. They could be in China, in South Africa, in various countries of the world, in the UK. Allahu Akbar, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. They came to behold me. They came to see my beauty. They came to perform the rites of Hajj because it is your commandment. Maliku Mawla Wahdahu La Sharik. Gather them around me as well. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will accept the intercession of the Kaaba. And those people that performed Hajj, not to show off, those people who performed Hajj, not to brag about and go there and complain and make more gunah and sins, but rather for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who used halal means to perform their Hajj, their intercession will be accepted as well, and they will also gather around the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. One of the angels will say, O Kaaba, there will also be such people among them who would have committed sins after performing your tawaf and would have made hell wajib upon themselves, though they came from far and wide places, but they still committed sins after even making tawaf. The Holy Kaaba will say, Ya Allah, then even those people shall be included in this intercession as well. Forgive them, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Pardon their sins, Ya Maliku Mawla. Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat Sayyidina Wahhab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala says, it is stated in the Blessed Torah that Allah Azza wa Jal will even accept the intercession on behalf of those people too who committed sins and gunah even after performing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Then the same angel will proclaim, whosoever beheld the Holy Kaaba separate from other people, meaning those who saw the Holy Kaaba separate from the people who haven't seen it. Almighty Allah will gather them around the Holy Kaaba. Their faces will be white as they will proclaim the talbiyah while performing tawaf, having no fear of hell. The angel will say, O Kaabatullah, O the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now proceed. The Holy Kaaba will read out the talbiyah. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And the talbiyah will go on. And in this way, the angels will drag and pull the Holy Kaaba all the way to Maidan-e-Mahshar. Allahu Akbar. People will be rotating around the Kaaba. People will be beholding the Holy Kaaba. This is the maqam of that Kaaba, dear viewers, which you and I witness when we go to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Can you imagine, dear viewers, people from throughout the globe go to behold the Kaaba. And actually, this was the request of the Kaaba. Once upon a time, it has been mentioned in one narration, Allahu Akbar, in Tafsir Baghawi, in the Tafsir of the Quran Pak, it has been mentioned that the throne of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was flying on the air and it passed over the Kaaba. When it passed over the Kaaba cried out in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and said, Ya Rahman Rahimin, one of your prophet, out of your prophets alayhi salatu was salam, passed over me with his army, meaning Sulaiman alayhi salam, but they neither descended and came to me, they never behold me, they never come to me. Allahu Akbar. Upon this, Allah Azza wa Jal said to the Holy Kaaba, do not cry, I will make your Hajj farz. Allahu Akbar. Only one prophet from amongst my prophet flew over you with his army, but he never presented himself by you. He never came and beheld you. He never come to behold you. But here, listen, O Kaaba, listen, I will make your Hajj farz upon my bondsmen. They will rush towards you the way birds rush towards their nest, and they will come crying and running to you the way a she-camel runs towards her child. I will make the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be born in your city, who is the most beloved to me out of all the prophets alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. These are the blessings which I will grant you. You are crying, you are saddened because my prophet never come to you, but don't be sad, because why? I will make the world come to you. Allahu Akbar. This was the request of the Kaaba, which was accepted, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Subhanallah. How amazing is Makkatul Mukarrama. How amazing is the beautiful scenery of Makkatul Mukarrama. So inshallah, Zawajal, make intention. My request to the people who are young and old, it's never too late. even if you don't have the means to go for Hajj or for Umrah, always have this desire in your heart and always pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask and make this dua. Perhaps things have gone very expensive, you cannot afford it, but many people out there have performed their Hajj and they never even knew in the widest of dreams that they would ever go. Poorest of people have been sent for Hajj. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who makes it possible for you to go. So do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Keep on trying, applying. And the application should first be from the heart, meaning have a pure heart and have this desire to go for Hajj, and your turn will definitely come, inshallah. Chali, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, is kalam ke do teen sher shamil karte hain is program mein for the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite few couplets of this kalam, inshallah. Let's recite the Rudi Pak. Sallallahu alayka ya Ya Rasool Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Be khud kiye dete hai, be khud kiye dete hai, andaaz hijabana, be khud kiye dete hai, andaaz hijabana. دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جلوائے جانانا آ دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اتنا تو کرم کرنا اے چشم کریمانا جب جان لبوں پر ہو تم سامنے آ جانا جب جان لبوں پر ہو آقا تم سامنے آ جانا بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں انداز حجابانا عادل 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 میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جلوائے جانانا جی چاہتا ہے تحفے میں بھیجوں میں انہیں جی چاہتا ہے تحفے میں بھیجوں میں انہیں آنکھیں درشن کا تو درشن ہو درشن کا تو درشن ہو نظرانے کا نظرانا دل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جلوائے جانانا پینے کو تو پی لوں گا پر عرض ذرا سی ہے پینے کو تو پی لوں گا پر عرض ذرا سی ہے اجمیر کا ساقی ہو اجمیر کا ساقی ہو بغداد کا مرخانہ عادل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جل
جلوائے جانانا، دنیا میں مجھے اپنا تم نے جو بنایا ہے، دنیا میں مجھے اپنا تم نے جو بنایا ہے، آقا محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا، محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانہ، محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا یہ ہے میرا دیوانہ، بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں انداز حجابانا، عادل میں تجھے رکھ لوں اے جلوائے جانانا، عادل میں تجھے رکھ لوں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We say shukran to brother Sharif who had requested for this kalam. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. We would now break for a Madani Guldasta inshaAllah with relation to deceased inshaAllah. We will come back just after the short clip. Please stay tuned and locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A person saw a deceased person in his dream. And he asked, how has Allah treated you, yani after he had passed away? And the deceased replied and said, Allah has forgiven me. The dreaming person asked, but which deed led to your forgiveness? And he replied, once Shaykh Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was making wudu at a river bank where I also was sitting at a higher place performing wudu. And he says, when I noticed the great Imam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was also performing wudu downstream, I moved to a lower place out of respect. And it was this deed that led, yani, to, because of the respect for this saint, that led to my forgiveness. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We would like to end with the quotes and other narrations with regards to the blessed Makkah al-Mukarrama. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was born in the blessed city of Makkah, and this is also from amongst the virtues and the blessings of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Allama Qutbuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala states, prayers are accepted at the blessed place of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as we said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and our pious predecessors had the strong yaqeen and conviction, and actually have quoted many other narrations that du'as are answered at the blessed place of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course the mother of Khalifa Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had built a masjid at the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that blessed house has been replaced with a library and has a board which reads Maktabatu Makkah al-Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. This is say it is a library of Makkah al-Mukarrama, subhanallah. Yet the mother of Khalifa Harun Rashid built a masjid at the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in current times it has been made into a library. Many people go out there and they read salatu salam by the door, by the entrance of that library, mashallah, and they try to, of course, make dua there, because duas are answered at the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at these amazing specialities of Makkah Sharif. What not it has, Allahu Akbar. It has Abe Zamzam, and the Zamzam water has nisba with Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. This is that water which is taken as tabarruk throughout the world. It has Hajar-e-Aswad, as we mentioned earlier. This stone had descended from the heaven from Jannah, Allahu Akbar. And one stone is upon that which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would stand and erect the Kaaba, and that is known as Maqam Ibrahim. Whereas the other stone has the speciality of cleansing your sins, Allahu Akbar. The one who kisses the Hajar-e-Aswad will purify him and take away his sins on the day of Qiyamah. It will even intercede for those who have kissed it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to go there. And just remember the etiquette and mannerism when you present yourself in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Kya hota hai ki people at the Holy Kaaba fight to kiss Hajar-e-Aswad. People hurt each other. People shout at each other. Fights sometimes begin because people are pulling and snatching. Is tarah ka kaam na kare. You are in the holy land where one good deed is multiplied by 100,000 times. One good deed you do and Allah will grant you 100,000 thawab and reward. Allahu Akbar. So imagine if you perform one bad deed, what will happen to your viewers and this is of Madani channel. It is very, very, very important for us to adhere to these guidelines and for us to always bear in mind. If you want to correct the next person, also have good manners and a way of rectifying and reforming him as well. We have come to the end of our episode and program for today on the Early Echo program, alhamdulillah. We make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to shower his blessings upon those who are sick, upon those who are ill, those who have been hospitalized. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant them shifa. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us halal ruzi and halal sustenance. Always make this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramika wa aghnina bi fadlika amman siwak. Allahu Akbar. Always make this dua, and it is the dua of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And we hope that you stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are throughout the world, remember the madani maqsad of your da'wat islami. It is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.